Now joined by Conrad Schottel, the Kirksville football coach. And coach, we'll start with your offensive nominee for this year's dream team. It's Paxton Dempsey, your senior quarterback. Tell us about the season he had.
Yeah, I mean, he had a big season this year, and he started it really last year as a junior. Just had a monster year. We didn't really know what we would get with him as a junior, and he came out and he played at an extremely high level, and then he continued to do that, and he was able to do some things with his feet this year as a senior that he wasn't necessarily doing as a junior. So we felt like he was our best running threat. You know, he wasn't gonna outrun people to the edge, but he was really consistent in our zone read option game, and he could make any throw on the field at any time. And he's very, very accurate and also very, very consistent too. So kind of like a high school coach's dream whenever you're talking about what he could bring to the table as a quarterback. And then just from a leadership aspect, just an incredible kid.
Well, and you mentioned that leadership aspect. That's a big thing in high school football. Tell us about how he filled that leadership role as a senior quarterback.
Well, you know, just his experience. You know, the kids trust him. He started halfway through his sophomore year and then his entire junior year. So whenever he steps into his senior year role, you know, he's got just immediate credibility and immediate respect whenever he steps onto the field and into the huddle. And so the guys really rally around him. And he's a competitor too. So whenever you're talking about the guy who's leading the charge also being the most competitive kid on your team, that can really seep out into our other players, and it certainly did.
All right, what kind of kid is he away from the football field?
Just a high character kid. I mean, give you an idea. I mean, he's like I think he's a 30 or a 31 ACT. He's brilliant in school. He plays three sports, does basketball and baseball as well. High character kid. He's never got any issues, and he's always doing things right, even when nobody's looking.
All right, well, your second nominee is an offensive player as well. It's a junior wide receiver, Noah Copeland. Talk to us about him and the season he had this year.
Yeah, he was. We knew that Noah was a special talent, but we just didn't know. Once again, we didn't know how well he could perform and how fast he was going to do what he did. But he obviously had incredible numbers. I think he was 1,100 or 1,200 yards receiving, something like that, with 11 touchdowns. And he's a big kid. You know, for only being a junior, we moved him around. He was an outside receiver as a sophomore. This year we moved him to the slot primarily. And he was able to just be a mismatch and a matchup nightmare for people on the inside. And then if we wanted to throw a deep ball to him, we'd split him outside and really, really just utilize his strengths of just being big and long. And once again, he's not going to just outrun people, but he's fast enough to get on top of guys and create separation and get a lot of separation at the top of his route, and got great hands. And both him and Paxton, you know, they're both our hardest workers and our most competitive kids. So whenever you have a quarterback throwing to your next most competitive kid and hardest worker, you're going to see some fruit.
Well, Noah being a junior, it's got to be very exciting for him to see him come back next year, not only to stuff the stat sheets, but to also be a leader on that team.
No question about it. And the thing with him is he was actually our number two QB this year. He's been a QB, and he was just too good of an athlete not to have on the field as a sophomore, so we put him at receiver, and he started on defense as well. It's just going to be interesting to see. I don't know what we're going to do with him. You know, the big question is are we going to keep him out there? Or are we going to put him at Q and let him touch the ball every play? So it's going to be a fun offseason figuring out what to do, and we got some weapons around him in the grade below him and in his grade that we've developed this year, and we're definitely looking forward to it.